Show Podcast 亲子当亲子台四月开台啦！
亲子当随时点播有关小朋友题材嘅节目，内容千奇百趣，无论系
细声讲、大声笑、飞天遁地、
宝宝心底话、
声音导航绘本、孭书包去翻学、
孩子赶上班嘅节目。
只要你是
小妹妹、
大哥哥、爸爸妈妈，
愿意陪伴小朋友成长的
大朋友，亲子档都是一个好啱你听的亲子台。4月1号正式开台啦！每逢星期一，
最新 podcast 准时上架。
Hello, boys and girls, I'm Cedar, your guide on an amazing journey to discover God's love in everyday adventures. This is JLM Weekly. I'd like to share stories that will bring a smile to your face and remind you Jesus loves children just like you. Hop on the journey with me. JLM Weekly. Jesus loves me weekly.
Boys and girls, this is Cedar. Welcome back to JLM Weekly. I have something exciting to share with you today. Last week, I was browsing YouTube and came across some girls who talked a lot about makeup and beauty. They gave me so many tips on how to do fancy hairstyles, apply bright and red lipstick, and paint colorful design of fingernails.I have to admit, I was quite fascinated before. I also loved everything glamorous and glittery. I like wearing pink dresses, braiding my hair with ribbons, and painting my nails with little hearts. There was even a time I thought plastic surgery was a wonderful thing. Getting bigger eyes and a pointer nose would make me look even prettier. But now, I've startedappreciating myself more and more. I like my skin, my eyes, my nose, everything! Don't get me wrong. I still like to feel beautiful, but I prefer natural beauty over artificial or fake beauty. The way God created me is already perfect.Read Psalm 139:14. It reminds me that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God made me, and He doesn't make mistakes. The way I look on the outside might change over time, but what truly matters is how He sees me on the inside. real beauty comes from within. It's about being kind to others, spreading joy, and loving God with all your heart. These YouTubers I saw focus so much on physical appearance, but inner beauty is far more important. So I decided I want to start comparing myself to unrealistic beauty standards. I don't need lots of makeup or fancy hairstyles to feel confident. God made me unique. I'm going to embrace who I am. Wonderfully made by God. Don't let anyone make you feel like you're not good enough. Focus on your character, your relationship with Jesus. Remember, inside, that's the most important part.
Let's say you're at a pie contest. Let's say that you're the judge. Then there's a lemon and lime and watermelon rind and one that looks like fudge. You can't tell which pie you like the best if you only eat the crust. In order to complete the test, a bite of filling is a must.
Yes, a bite of filling is a must inside. Inside, that's the most important part. Inside, that's the place you got to start. Inside, that's where you find the heart of the matter.
Well, let's say you're at a birthday party, and let's say you just turned 8. There are presents everywhere, and all of them look great. You can't tell which one's your favorite by just looking at the bow. No, to pick one out from all the rest, unwrap each present, then you'll know.
Unwrap each present, then you'll know. Inside, well inside, that's the most important part. That's the place you got to start. Inside, that's where you find the heart of the matter.
You know, children are the very best.
Each one a joy and pride.
Just how we know, I'll bet you guessed. We took the time to
at a library, and there's stacks and stacks of books. why they're leaving stacks on top of stacks everywhere.
It's a library, no.
Stories about mystery,
sports and favors, lovers.
To pick one out from all the rest, you have to open up the covers.
You have to open up the covers.
Oh, it's so sad.
Inside, the place you got to start. Inside, oh, inside, that's where you find the heart of a man.
Inside, inside, that's where you find the heart of the matter. That's my little thought and music selection for this week. Always remember you are beautiful in God's eyes. And inside, this is the place you've got to start. This is Cedar. Keep walking closely with Jesus and stay tuned for the next episode of JLM Weekly. Have a week with inner joy. See you next time.
Inside, that's where you'll find the heart. That's where you'll find the heart.
有故事的声音 Show Podcast。